another special we always like to give out tonight before we do our open mic. And for that, I'd like to call Lee Cervillo, the executive director of the Alumni Association, up.
I just want to say thank you for including me and the Alumni Association in your event tonight. It's an honor for the University of Albany Alumni Association to be affiliated with the Potter Club. We take your room very seriously, and it's nice to share the stories and have the plaques in the room and to spread the word of the Potter Club with everyone that gets great use out of the Alumni House and the Potter Room. Our catchphrase at the Alumni Association is stay connected, make you Albany stronger. And you certainly have stayed connected, and without question, if you look at the program and hear the remarks today, you've made the university so much stronger. So thank you so much for everything you've done. But the final presentation is going to be made by my boss, the president of the Alumni Association, who was introduced earlier, and that's from the class of 67, Ken K. Hotel.
I travel lightly, you can say. You know, as I was coming here tonight, I was thinking about, I was in Chi Sig, a proud member of Chi Sigma Theta, and I will always be grateful to the Potter men, because during our pledge year, every Saturday morning was work more, to do work things for the sisters, clean their rooms, dust, wash the loo, and so on. And it was always a great relief when the Potter men were scheduled to arrive on Saturday morning, because we took great pleasure in serving those dazzlingly handsome men fry hoppers, coffee cake, crumb coffee cake, and coffee. So all the pledges. In fact, I was speaking to one last weekend, and she said, remember to tell them how grateful we are for saving us from our work duties by coming. They always spread fearless fun. That was our title motto. But thank you tonight for having us and having Lee and the Alumni Association present. This is a great honor. You know, I was thinking about if the Potter men were to make a movie of their life as Potter men, what would the title be?
That 60s show.
And you know, I have the answer tonight. I have the answer tonight, because this has been a wonderful evening, and I'm so grateful to you. It's now my pleasure as president of the Alumni Association to present a resolution which was passed unanimously by our board of directors. I would ask if W. John Jack Hyman,
Hyman,
would please step forward for a moment. Jack, whereas the Board of Directors of the University of Albany Alumni Association is pleased to honor you for your outstanding and innovative efforts in revitalizing the Edward Eldred Potter Club Alumni Association, and whereas Jack has been tireless in his pursuit of improved communications through, among other things, the establishment of an outstanding website, the quality of which demonstrates his outstanding computer skills and indeed knowledge as a webmaster. Whereas a Herculean effort on his part created an exhaustive database of biographical information with members' photos for over 700 alumni spanning 50 years, 1931 through 1981, of the club's existence. Whereas Jack has served on all reunion committees since 2005, which involved considerable travel through the state, and his active participation provided valuable program suggestions and sound fiscal advice. And where Jack's leadership in a 2006 fundraising effort to refurbish the Eldred E. Potter Memorial Room at the Alumni House resulted in a donation of over $10,000. Whereas Jack was responsible each year for sending reunion programs and registration forms to over 400 alumni in two mailings, and along with his prodigious technical skills, also provided professional quality reunion programs. Therefore, be it resolved that Jack's diligence and exemplary service have provided an historical record and an invaluable data pertaining to the Potter Club that will prove most useful to the Alumni Association and the University of Albany Archives. And this is his legacy. approved by the Board of Directors of the Alumni Association of the State University of New York at Albany and presented on this first day of October 2011.
Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, I thank you, everyone who's involved in making this happen. Thank you very much. I'm going to turn it back to you, Jerry, for the open mic. I'm also mindful of the hour that we're getting to here.
Before you get back to your seats, one other thing the club would like to do, in addition to the award, is to offer this honorarium to Jack for just as a token of our appreciation for all of his service. As I mentioned at the top of the program, none of this would have happened without Jack's efforts. I mean, he just pulled everything together, brought everything together, was constantly in contact with us. And, you know, this is what I have so far. Give me your feedback. I'll change it. And just the amount of time that he spent on this is just unbelievable. So, I mean, we all owe him a great debt of appreciation.